No.
Furries is right?
It's a mix of general knowledge and also furries. There's a little bit of furry stuff in there, but it's like most...
I don't think I do well, because I'm relatively new to furries.
Well, it's not...
You never know.
It's not...
Furry specific was like pop culture.
It's like pop culture.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I could give it a go.
You'd be surprised. You might know quite a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably like...
And because this is actually Press Your Luck's 40th anniversary this year, I've also included a few questions of the 80s.
Oh, you mean the Michael Larson scandalous thing?
Oh, no, nothing,
no
like,
nothing like that.
Nothing like that, I would imagine.
How much of people we got here? Oh, there's quite a few seats available.
Okay, did, for the people who just walked in, if you're interested in playing, come and get
it. People need to find the room.
Yeah, they gotta find it, yeah. And some people might be going to dinner or something. That's why I ate before, I wanted to get that over with.
Interested in playing, come on down. If you're interested in playing, come on down. I'll give you a ticket.
Come on down. Wait, wrong show.
Wrong show.
Hi.
That comes after this panel.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
I'll explain the rules as we play the game. You don't need to write your name down. I'll just ask you for your name if you get selected.
Yeah, I was looking it up. They didn't have a good... No, the audio wasn't too good on it. It was just a little clip of Family Guy. The audio was not that good, though.
I put them in. Yes, I have copies, so I put them in here already. Okay, is there anybody else who is interested in playing? Come up and get a ticket. Get a ticket before I get started? Yep. If you just walked in, if you want a ticket, if you're interested in playing, come up and get a ticket.
Yay! Maybe you can try some with the prize. Mandy, what are we playing for?
The winners of each game will get a $25 Amazon gift card. And I have badge liners for those who don't win, but play.
Lanes are still just good.
Yep. Just walked in. If you're interested in playing, would you like a ticket? Okay. Interested in playing? Okay. Are both of you interested in playing, or is it just you? Thank you. Okay, last call if you want to get in on the action and you haven't got a ticket yet. Okay, on that note, I'll get started. So I'll give this a little shake here. And I'll read off the last three numbers of each of the tickets, and when you're, if your ticket gets drawn, just come up on stage. Would you like a ticket? If you're interested in playing. Person who just walked in, if you're interested in playing, would you like a ticket?
Sure.
It's just keep going for another 5-10 minutes.
This will be it. All right, now I'm officially started.
Shut the doors.
Okay. There we go. And check the last three numbers of your tickets. All right. The first ticket I have ends in 065. 065.
Someone get it?
Anybody?
065, last call.
Mine is close.
It's weird. Okay. All right, I'll save that one for later. Okay. 074. All right, come on down.
All right, yeah.
Congrats, your luck. You may take your seat right there in the first spot. Yep, and what is your name?
Bunny Fang.
Bunny? All right, we're going to have to share this mic, actually, so when you buzz in and answer a question, I'll just...
You're going to tell me.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you can just type in your name on the keyboard, and... Oh, hold on. It didn't get the whole thing, so... Let me just get the... There we go. I'll just do generic female. Player number. I see it. Don't worry.
Take two.
The next one is 078. 078, all right. Just take your spot right here at the position number 2 spot, right in the middle. And you just speak into the microphone and just give your name.
My name is Candy Corn.
Candy Corn, you can type your name on the keyboard there. I've just got the corn there, but I'll type in the candy. Is that with a K or a C?
Okay, I mean C.
Okay. And one to go. Zero, 064. All right, come on down. Right there. You're speaking to the microphone. What is it? You can tell everybody your name. Okay, you can just go ahead and type your name in the spot there. Can you spell the first part?
D-E-S-D.
I did get D.
D-E-S, not D. D.
It is D.
D is in
D.
Oh, T. Oh, sorry. For a sec. All right, we are ready to get started here. Live question round. And away we go! Okay, now here's how I do the question rounds. I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the big pressure luck game board. A correct buzzing answer gets you three spins, and a correct multiple choice answer gets you one spin. The more spins you have, obviously, the more money you can win. Now, there's instructions on who buzzes in with which keys. So, Bunny, you'll be buzzing in with either the keys Z or X. Candy, you'll be buzzing in with either B or N. And Tesla, you'll be buzzing in with either the greater than sign or the question mark. All right, with that in mind, here comes the first question. And I should also point out that I've also included a few questions of the 1980s here, so they'll be sprinkled in throughout the, they'll be sprinkled in throughout questions throughout the con. All right, with that in mind, are you ready to press your luck? All right, here's your first question. This year marks 40 years since the original Press Your Luck debuted on TV. What we want to know is, on what network did the original Press Your Luck debut on? Evidently, none of you have watched it. You're supposed to buzz in. With, you're supposed to hit the keys.
Which one?
It says it right there, Z or X.
Oh, you can do either.
Yes, and Candy, you're B or N, and Tesla, you're the greater than sign or question mark. Okay. Well, since no one buzzed in, I'll give Tim. Well, actually, you buzzed in after the buzzer sounded.
Oh,
so.
I understand. I'm
yes. Yeah, once I'm done reading the question, you have 5 seconds from the time I finish reading to buzz in.
Okay.
All right, so I'll give it to you multiple choice, though. If you're right, you have to spin a piece. This year marks 40 years since the original Press Your Luck debuted on TV. What we want to know is, on what network did the original Press Your Luck debut? Is it CBS, ABC, or NBC? Bunny?
ABC.
ABC, says Bunny. And Candy, what do you say? CBS, ABC, NBC. NBC?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tesla?
I'll say NBC.
NBC. Well, the original Press Your Luck actually debuted on September 19th, 1983 on CBS. So nobody got that one. Okay. Well, let's see if we can do better with the next one. All right, so hands over the buzzers. So CX, BN, greater than sign, question mark. Let's test your knowledge of Pittsburgh. Permanente Brothers is a sandwich shop that is famous for its signature sandwich that is made with coleslaw and what other side food? Bunny. French fries, says Bunny. Is the correct answer French fries, mashed potatoes, or mozzarella sticks? Candy.
Mashed potatoes,
says Candy. And Tesla. French fries. Well, that famous signature sandwich is made with coleslaw and French fries.
Yeah.
So Bunny got it. Candy did not get it, and Tesla got it. So Bunny, since you buzzed in, you get three spins, and Tesla, you got multiple choice, so you get one spin. And Candy, nothing yet, but we still have two more questions, so don't give up yet. In the movie Zootopia, what character initially says the phrase, "It's called a hustle, sweetheart"? Tesla.
Nick Wilde.
Nick Wilde. Is the correct answer Nick Wilde, Chief Bogo, or Judy Hopps?
Bunny. Nick Wilde.
Nick Wilde, says Bunny and Kenny.
Nick Wilde.
Nick Wilde. Well, the character who initially says that is Nick Wilde. Correct. Yeah. Everybody got spins on that one. Bunny goes to four. Candy jumps in with a big spin, and Tesla busts in, so he goes to four. And here's the fourth and final question. Here's one for the cats. To the nearest 1,000, how many spots does the average cheetah have?
1,000?
What?
Oh, out of time. I'll give it to you multiple choice if you're right. Yes, fan piece. To the nearest 1,000, how many spots does the average cheetah have? Is it 1,000, 2,000, or 4,000? Bunny. 4,000, says Bunny. Candy.
2,000.
2,000, says Candy. And Tesla.
2,000.
Well, the average cheetah has close to 2,000 spots.
Ooh.
All right, so Candy and Tesla both get spins on that. Candy gets 2 spins, and Tesla gets 5. So at the end of the question round, Bunny has 4 spins, Candy has 2 spins, and Tesla has 5 spins. So let's go to the big 4. Okay, players, there's the big board up there. It has close to $75,000 in cash and prizes up there. It also has some whammies. You want to be careful of the whammies.
We have 13,000 of those dollars
right
up there.
We start with a player with a few months, and in case you want to, we're going to spin the board shortly. Let me just move this for a minute. And to stop the board, you hit the space bar right in front of you, okay? And just, like, say anything you want. Just remember to yell stop when you hit that space bar. So, Candy, we're going to start with you. You have 2 spins. Are you ready to press your luck? All right, here we go. Stop at $1,500. All right. Now, Candy, you have $1,500. You have 1 spin left. You can either take that spin yourself or you can pass it to an opponent. What do you want to do? You want to pass it? Okay. She wants to pass it. All right. So you can pass it to an opponent. Now, since both your opponents are tied, you can pass it to either Bunny or Tesla. All right, Bunny, you're up next anyway, so let's get that spin out of the way. Start at $2,500. All right. With that 1 spin, you have taken the lead, Bunny. You have 4 spins remaining. You have pressure longer pass. All right, she's got to go for it. Let's spin. Here we go. Stop at $2,200. You're going to go up. I need $4,700. You now have 3 spins remaining. Do you want to press your luck? Do you want to keep going? Or do you want to pass those spins? She wants to press her luck. All right. Here we go. Stop at $2,500 again. You're doing pretty well here, buddy. You have 2 spins remaining. You have $7,200, $5,700 more than Candy Corn. You want to take those 2 spins or grab the pass from Candy? Start at $1,750 and you pick up the spin. So you're up to $8,950. You still have the same 2 spins. You're going to pass those spins? All right, she's going to pass them. And when she passes the people's spins, they go to play with the next highest amount of money. Candy, that's you. So you have 2 spins you got to take. You can't decide. Here we go. From your store, so you have $11,500. It's not a thing to deal with. Anyway, no whammies here. Sorry, $2,000 again. All right, Candy, you're in first place with $13,500, but we have yet to go to Tesla, who has 5 big spins. Are you ready to press your luck, Tesla? You ready? All right, here we go. First one of the game.
Okay, take it away.
Okay. All right, Tesla. And you know, especially this beginning, didn't cost you anything, just cost you a spin. So you have 4 remaining. You want to keep going? All right, here we go. Boy, that whammy is out for you today, Tesla. Now, here's the situation. You have 2 whammies, 3 spins, but most importantly, you have 2 whammies. You want to be careful about picking up a 3rd whammy in round 1. Would you like to press your luck, or would you rather pass those spins to an opponent? We still have another round to go. Oh, he's going to go for it. Okay. Don't want a whammy here. So, 14-70. All right, you're finally on the board, Tesla. You're in 3rd place. You have, like, like 7,500 less than Bunny. Can I press your luck or will John Castle's pinch your opponent? Can I press his luck? Okay. Tesla, let's chat here. You have $0, one spin, but most importantly, you have three whammies now. You pick up another whammy, you will be out of the game.
You might as well pass.
You want to press your luck and try to pass that spin.
Pass.
You're getting a lot of advice here. You're pressing? Oh my gosh. Here we go. Don't want a whammy. So at the end of round one, Tessa has $1,000, Bunny has $8,950, and Candy, $13,500. You have first place and the advantage, which we'll see later on is a mighty big advantage. So here we go with the second question round. The play is exactly the same as before, so you just have to press, use the same buttons as before, and you just let's see if we can find the... Here we go.
Some more spins, and you do it by answering these questions.
All right, here we go with the first question round. We play this exactly the same as before. And remember, try and get some more spins. Here we go. If you wanted to attend Anthro New England, you would go to Boston. If you wanted to go to Midwest Fur Fest, you would go to Chicago. But what city would you go to if you wanted to attend Texas Furry Fiesta? Funny. San Antonio, says Bunny. All right, she's right. She's going to pick up three spins. I'll give her answer and two others to Candy and Tesla. If they're right, they get a spin apiece. Is the correct answer San Antonio, Dallas, or Houston? Candy.
Oh, San Antonio,
says Candy. And Tesla.
Dallas.
Well, if you want to go to Texas Furry Fiesta, you would go to Dallas. All right. So, not nothing for Candy or Bunny, but Tessa jumps in with a spin. And here we go with the second question. And this is another 80s question, so here we go. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan signed into law a national holiday on the 3rd January of each year that celebrates the birthday of what civil rights leader? Bunny. All right, Martin Luther King, says Bunny. Is the correct answer Martin Luther King Jr., Jesse Jackson, or Malcolm X? Candy? Martin Luther King, says Candy, and Tesla. Well, that was a pretty easy one. That civil rights leader whose birthday we celebrate every January is Martin Luther King Jr. Everybody gets spins on that. Bunny gets three spins, Candy jumps down with a spin, and Tesla goes to two. Third question. According to a recent article by Game Rant, what is the most popular Pokemon based on monthly internet searches? Tesla.
Charizard?
Charizard, says Tesla. Is the correct answer Charizard, Lucario, or Mimikyu? Bunny. Charizard, says Bunny, and Candy. Charizard. Well, that most popular Pokemon based on monthly internet searches is indeed Charizard. Everybody gets to that again. Bunny goes to four. Candy, you go up to two, and Tesla buzzed in, so he goes to five. Yeah, it's actually like close to 250,000 searches each month, according to the article, so that's a lot of Charizards. And here we go with the fourth and final question. According to a recent survey, what fraction of furries say they only have only had one fursona their whole life? Ooh, out of time. I'll give it to you multiple choice players. If you're right, you get a spin apiece. According to a recent survey, what fraction of furries say they have only had one fursona their whole life? Is it one quarter, one half, or three quarters, Bunny? Half, says Bunny. Candy.
A quarter,
says Candy. And Tesla. Half. Well, the fraction of furries that said they've only had one fursona their whole life is one half.
Yeah.
All right, so Bunny gets a spin, and Tesla gets a spin. So Bunny goes to five, Candy finishes the round with two, and Tesla has six. So here we go with the big board. see on the big board, the values have changed dramatically. Not only are the prizes even better, but there's over $127,000 in passion prizes up there just waiting to be won. In any single spin, you can pick up as much as $10,000. But let me caution you, the one thing that has not changed is the proverbial whammy. Tesla, you especially want to be careful, you have three of them. But there is a little bit of hope for you. We do have a space on the board that lets you lose a whammy. So if you hit that, you might save you a little bit. All right, on that post, Candy, $13,500, you'll play last, you earn that position. And Tessa, $1,000, but you have the most spins, six. Are you ready to press your luck? All right, here we go. No whammies here. Oh, Tessa, you are out of the game. I'm so sorry. But
sorry,
Jeff, on,
you can stay
up here. We'll have the... You can watch a great game. We're now going to go to Bunny, who has $8,950 and five spins. A little pressure luck. Okay, here we go. Stop at $4,000. All right, Bunny. $12,950. You're still in second place, but only $550 behind Candy Corn. Are you ready to pressure luck? All right, here we go. $18,450, three spins remaining. Press your luck or pass. Pressing your luck, all right.
Stop
it, car! Buddy, you got the car! That's a single first. You're worth $28,437. You have $46,087. One in the first place. You, Candy, you have two you gotta take, but you go with the two you earned, so let's get those out of the way. Hit the space bar. Stop at $3,600, all right. You have $17,100, you have one more pass spin you gotta take, so let's get it out of the way right now. You can take those three spins or you can pass them to Bunny.
Awesome.
Oh, she's going to pass them. All right. Bunny, they come to you. Three spins, you got to take one at a time. Stay away from that whammy. Here we go with the first one.
Stop.
Got $2,000 and a spin. That one spin goes over to the earn column. We'll deal with that in a moment. There's two more you have to take, and here comes the next one. Go, Bunny. You're leading by over $26,000. You have one more spin you have to take, and then we'll deal with the earned spin. Here it comes.
Stop!
$4,000 again! All right, Bunny, here's the situation. You have $57,887. You have one spin you have left to deal with. You lead by about over $30,000 over Candy. You can take that last spin or pass it to Candy.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that was going to be the answer. All right, here it comes from Candy. Candy, that comes to you. Candy, you have one more spin to deal with. You're going to have to get something that gives you an additional spin to stay in the game. If you don't, Bunny is the winner. Are you ready, Candy? Bunny, are you ready?
Yes.
Big spin, here we go.
$7.
You have one spin, you can either take it yourself or pass it to Bunny.
Pass it, get it off of you.
Pass it to Bunny, she wants. I gotta figure what's gonna be it. All right, Bunny, one more spin you have to deal with. Almost $58,000 riding. We do not want to worry. I know you don't want to worry. I know Candy wants one, but I know you don't. Here we go. You won the car, which is over $28,000, and you also have $32,450 in cash from the winning game. Candy and Tesla, thank you so much for playing. I got a badge hanging over here for both of you. So, if you want you to, you can choose your colors. Say. And for Bunny, for winning the game, you got a $25 Amazon gift card. Congratulations!
have it, but I do need to see that for this.
Okay, just stepping in for 1 second. If anybody who came in wants to play in the next game, please come down here. We'll get a ticket and we'll put it in the fishbowl.
Oh, I don't get to pick. I get to pick out of the fishbowl.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. That was stressful.
That'd be favoritism.
That was stressful. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do favors. Ready?
Yes.
I'll shake it up right here and just read the last three numbers of the tickets you draw.
Zero, six, five.
Zero, six, five.
That was called earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was called earlier.
But I don't know if anyone actually
got it.
Wait, 065, was that called?
Okay. It was called. I don't know if anyone took it. I remember that was one of the ones that showed up.
That's the one that was called earlier, so.
40 tickets.
We do.
Yeah. Someone dashed off.
Next one.
092.
Oh.
092.
All right. Come on down. Yay.
Did that screen change do anything?
Thank you.
It's trying to make it bigger.
Welcome to Press Your Luck.
Thank you very much, sir.
Name, please.
My name is Joey Gatorman, but you can put it as Jay Gatorman on the thing.
Okay. All right.
So
next one.
This position here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
063. 063. 063. Yeah.
Oh, this is that's my team.
Okay. Yep. All right, Andrew. Thank you very much. And your name?
Call me Fox Killer.
Fox Killer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put that here. And now one more. And then you can go back to your seat.
Thanks.
Where did they go?
Zero eight four.
All right.
Which secret code?
Secret is gonna be back. I don't know where.
Oh.
And your name?
Craig.
Craig? Okay, go. Gotcha. I'll type that in for you. We'll get started. All right, here we go with our second game of our three-game pressure luck panel. All right, and you know how to play the game, right? Do you need me to go over any other rules? All right, so no intro here. And on that note, I'll start reading with the first question. Here we go. Brand new game. 45 years ago, Jim Davis created a lasagna-loving cat that has generated over 13,000 comic strips, $1 billion in merchandise, over a dozen TV series and specials, two movies with a third currently in the works. Who am I talking about? Jay.
Garfield.
Garfield, says Jay. If he's right, he's going to get three spins. I'll read his answer and two others to Fox Killer and Craig Garrett. They're right, they're going to spin a piece. Is the correct answer Garfield, Heathcliff, or Morris? Fox Killer?
Garfield,
says Fox Killer and Craig Garrett.
Garfield.
Well, that cat that has generated all that merchandise is indeed Garfield. All right, so everybody gets spins tonight. Game Manager gets three spins. Fox Killer spin.
Actually, call me Joey because
Joey.
I wanted to fit.
Okay, so Joey. So Joey gets three, Fox Killer gets one, and Craigo gets one. And here we go with the next question. According to a recent survey by Fur Science, what fraction of furries identify as bisexual? Joey.
One quarter.
One quarter, says Joey. Is the correct answer one quarter, one half, or three quarters? Fox Killer. One quarter, says Fox Killer. Craig, go.
One quarter.
One quarter. Well, the fraction of furries who identify as bisexual is indeed close to one quarter. Everybody gets spins again. Joey gets six. Fox Killer to two. And Craig go to two. Racking up those spins now. All right, here we go with question three. Yeah, it's actually 23.4% of the furries identify as bisexual. Geographically, Rhode Island is a small state in the U.S. Which state is the biggest? Fox Killer.
Alaska.
Alaska, says Fox Killer. Is the correct answer Alaska, Texas, or California? Joey.
It's Alaska.
Alaska, says Joey. Craig, go.
Alaska.
That state, the biggest state, is indeed Alaska. Correct. Joey goes to seven, Fox Killer to five, and Craig goes to three. We're really rocking up those spins now. And here we go with the fourth and final question. Oh, and it's an 80s question here, too. What was the collective name of the concerts held in Philadelphia and London in the summer of 1985 to raise money for the famines in Africa? Craig-o.
Live Aid.
Live Aid, says Craig-o. Is the correct answer Live Aid, Human Rights Now, or We Are the World? Joey.
Gotta be Live Aid.
Live Aid, says Joey. Fox Killer. Those concerts were indeed called Live Aid. Everybody, perfect spin round. Joey spins around with eight, Fox Killer to six, and Craig-o to six. Here we go. Okay, I don't know what happened to my sound here.
I muted it.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Thank you. I almost forgot to mute it, though. But here we go with the wrestling game board. And we still have over $75,000 in cash and prizes up there. You may have noticed a trip to Boston down in the corner. That is a trip to Anthony England up there. So that's a really nice trip to go. It's one of my favorite cities as well. So hope to see you there. Now, the player with the fewest spins goes first, and whenever there's a tie, the player to the furthest left goes first. Fox Killer, that's you with six. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going to go for it.
Stop! Start at $2,000. All right, you're off to a good start, Fox Killer. Five spins remaining. Press your luck or pass.
Go for it.
All right, he's going to go for it.
I'm going to go for it.
Stop at $2,000 again, double your money. You're up to $4,000. Four spins remaining. You want to keep going?
Go!
All right, here we go.
I'm going to go for it.
Another one up there still.
Stop!
Oh! Oh. Oh. You did?
Yeah.
All right, Fox Carroll, that's only one lousy whammy. You still have three spins. You want to start again? Over?
Yeah.
All right. Nice to
go for it.
And 3,000, first place, two spins. Want to keep going? All right, here we go.
I'm going to go for it.
All right, Fox here. You have $0, one spin, but most importantly, you have two whammies. You saw what happened with Tesla earlier. Do you want to take that last spin, or do you want to pass it?
Go for it!
Go! You want to pass it? All right. Aww. He's going to pass it. Now, do you want to give it to Joey, or do you want to give it to Craco?
Give it to Joey.
Joey, all right. Joey, that one spin gets passed to you. You don't take it yet, though, because, again, you're going last here. We now go to Craco with six spins. Are you ready to press your luck? All right, here we go. Now we have $1,500. That's a good start, Franco. Five spins remaining. Do you want to keep going?
Yep.
All right.
What do you want to do?
Some of the Bacani rubber! You got the most famous cross the board. Do you even know what you won?
Nope.
Neither do I. But it's worth $954. $2,454. Four spins remaining. You want to keep going?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. $1,000. All right, you're doing really well, Franco. $44.54, three spins remaining. You want to keep going? Are you going to pass them? All right, now since you're passing, you have a choice. Do you want to give them to Joey or Fox Killer? All right, he's going to pass them. He's going to pass it to Fox Killer. A little strategy coming into play here. Fox Killer, you have three spins you got to take. Here we go, one at a time. $1,500, I don't think I can spin. I'll just spin in a moment. You have two more you have to take. $1,000! Good. All right, you're a big fuck spot. $5,500, you're currently leading by $1,000. You have one more spin you have to take. Oh, another whammy. And we crashed the program. All right, let me just take a picture here.
Fridge screen!
It was bound to happen eventually, folks. So.
Fridge screen!
Yeah, so I'm just going to close that out for the moment.
Too many whammies. Whammy literally out of the game.
Yeah, well, actually, he didn't wear me out just yet, but he does have three of them. All right, so let's see. You had eight and one past spin.
Did you get the dollars in there, the dollar amounts, hopefully? Yep.
Unfortunately, Fox Car, I put three whammies in for you, and Craco, you had 44.45 call.
That is correct.
Yep, I took a picture of the bottom of the screen, so you do have 4,454. All right, so. Fox Killer, you have one spin left, but most importantly, though, you have three whammies. Do you have a? Do you want to press your luck, or do you want to pass that
pass
over
it,
to Craco?
Press it.
Are you gonna pass it? Okay, I kind of figured you were gonna pass it, so goes pass over to Craco. You have one more spin you have to take. Good luck. That was $1,400. You avoid the whammy. All right, now we go to Joey, who has eight spins and one he has to deal with first. You kind of cut your grass short there, Joey, but the good news is you have eight spins, only one whammy.
Yes.
I imagine you want to keep going.
Press my luck, Randy. I'm going to press my luck.
All right. Here we go.
All right. One more whammy, one can hurt. I won $5,000.
So $2,000. All right, you're in the chips now. 7 spins remaining. Do you want to keep going?
I'm going to press my luck, Randy.
All right.
Stop.
$1,400. I think it opened a program in the back. What's that? All right, you have $3,400, 6 spins remaining. Do you want to keep going? All right. $4,650. You're about $1,200 less than Krako. You want to keep going?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Oh!
Pull himself up in the process. Okay, Joey, you're in the same position Foxcutter was, but you're a little better, but you have two whammies. You want to be careful about picking up a third. Are you going to pass?
Go, one time.
I'll go one spin.
Oh. Okay, going to take one more spin. I've heard that before.
$5,000.
$2,000. Okay. And right. Three spins remain. Did you mean that with one more?
Now I'm going to pass.
All right, there you go. They come to you.
I'm going to pass.
All right, Krako, three spins you got to deal with. Here comes the first one. Oh, Joey was right. We hooled off with your Fulcati rug, too. All right, Krako, those two spins now go over to the arm column since you're wearing it, so you can take them or pass them over to Joey.
Take it!
You're going to go? Okay, here he goes. $2,000. So $1,500. All right, Krako. $1,500, second place. $500 less than Joey. You want to take that last spin?
Go! Go!
All right, here we go. Let's see who gets first place here. That was $1,750, but you also picked up a spin. So you have $3,250. You're in first place by $1,250, but you still have a spin to deal with.
Go for it!
All right, here we go. We're going to go again. $0. Joey is $2,000 and Krako, $5,250. You have first place and the advantage. So let's go to our second round. Round again, and here we go with round two.
All right, it's round two where you get to earn some more spins, and you do it by answering these questions.
All right, here we go with the first question. Which Pokemon games are you playing if your character is traveling through the Johto region? Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, I didn't. Which Pokemon games are you playing if your character is traveling through the Johto region? Go ahead. Krako.
Gold and Silver.
Gold and Silver is the correct answer. Gold and Silver, Diamond and Pearl, or Sun and Moon? Joey.
Gold and Silver.
Gold and Silver, says Joey. Foxkiller. Gold and Silver. If you're traveling through the Johto region, you're playing Pokemon Gold and Silver. Correct. Okay, Joey gets a spin. Foxkiller gets a spin. And Krako buzzed in, so he gets three. Here we go with the second question. Oh, and it's another 80s question, too. What 80s cartoon character created by Hasbro was said to be truly, truly, truly outrageous?
Oh!
Evidently, none of you have heard of this character. I'll give it to you multiple choice. If you're right, you guys spin a piece. What 80s cartoon character created by Hasbro was said to be truly, truly, truly outrageous? Was it Bravestar? G.I. Joe? Or Jem, Joey.
Oh, Jem.
Jem, says Joey. Foxkiller.
Jem.
Jem, says Foxkiller or Krako.
Jem.
Sure, you're okay now. Most of our easy choices. The truly, truly outrageous character was indeed Jem. All right. So Foxkiller, Joey goes to two, Foxkiller goes to two, and Krako to four. And here we go with the third question. Lusitano, Wakalusa, Percheron, Icelandic, Arabian and Clydesdale are all breeds of what animal? Joey.
Horse.
Horses. Joey, is the correct answer horse, lion, or wolf? Foxkiller.
Horse.
Horses. Foxkiller, Franco.
Horse.
Yep, those are all breeds of horses. Correct. Joey goes to 5, Foxkiller goes to 3, and Krinko goes to 5. And here we go with the 4th question. Here's one just north of the border. What Canadian city are you in if you're going to Fernal Equinox? Krinko.
Ontario.
All right. Is the correct answer Ontario, Edmonton, or Toronto? Joey.
I will say Toronto.
Toronto, says Joey Foxkiller.
Toronto.
See, the key word here was city. You named the province. So that city is indeed Toronto. All right. So. Joey goes to 6, and Foxkiller goes to 4, and that was the last question, so let's go to our big board round. Here's the board. We're starting round 2 here, and we have over $124,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs this time. And we have trips to Paris. We have a motorbike up there. We have a tour of New England. So here we go. Foxkiller, you have the least amount of money. We'll start with you. You have 4 spins, but it must cost you. You also have 3 whammies. One more, and you'll be out of the game. Do you want to press your luck? All right, here we go.
I'm going to go for it.
Start with $4,500. So far, so good. All right, Foxkiller, you are now in 2nd place with that $4,500. You trail by only $750. Want to keep going?
Yeah.
All right, he's got to go for it.
Go for it.
All right, $3,000. Oh, you get $3,000, or you can also lose a whammy if you want to.
Lose a whammy.
Lose a whammy, he says. A wise choice if I do say so myself. All right, Foxkiller, you only have 2 whammies. You have a little breathing space. You have 2 spins left. You want to keep going? All right, here we go. Time to hit that. Shot $2,000. Anything with the spin, so you still have 2 spins. You have $6,500. You are now in 1st place by $1,250. Pressure lock or pass? You're going to pass? All right, he's going to pass those 2 spins. They go to Franco. You don't take them yet, though, Franco, because again, you're going last here. We're now going to go to Joey, who has $2,000 and 6 spins. All right, here we go.
Ready to go. 10,000
base bucks, baby, and stop. Stop. $2,250. All right, Jay. That's $4,250. You're still in 3rd place, but you only trail by $1,000. Okay, here we go. All right, Joey, you have $0, 4 spins, but you're where Foxkiller was. You have 3 whammies now.
Out of the game.
One more, you'll be out of the game. But you saw what you did with lose that whammy. All right, here we go. $2,750. All right, you still have your 4 spins, $2,750. All right, here we go. Stop the move in space. You can take either $2,750 or a barbecue island.
Barbecue!
Let's barbecue! Spin the barbecue. All right, barbecue. That is $6,149. I said it was a barbecue island. So you're now at $88.99. You have 3 spins remaining.
Yes.
That's correct. Don't press his luck. Out of the game. Worth a try. That's fine. That's what Press Rock is all about. We now go to Krinko with $5,250. 5 spins he has to deal with, but 2 he has to go with first.
Oh!
Foxkiller will right past those spins. Blow the blaster. And he did. All right, Krinko. That 1 spin gets moved with the arm column now. You have 6 spins. You want to keep going?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Exactly. You only live once. Start at $1,700. All right, you're back in check. Second place. Five spins remaining. You want to keep going?
Go!
All right.
Go,
all right, time to pick a corner. All right, here's your choices. You have $4,000, $2,000 a spin, or Caribbean Cruise.
Cruise.
You want the Caribbean Cruise? All right, that was a good choice. We got that for $10,119. That was a really good choice there. All right, so fourth is remaining. $5,319. Go again? All right, here we go.
In his last words.
You have 19,897 over 13,000. All right, he's got to pass those spins. Foxco, four come to you. You're going to take them one at a time. Let's see what Craigo gave you. Stop at $5,500. So far, so good. All right, $12,000. Three more spins you have to take. Stop at $3,600. Bring it up on Franco. Two more spins you have to take. $15,600. Here comes the next one.
Stop!
Oh! Franco. Oh. All right, Fox Killer. I'm pretty sure you stole this Angela. Well, Fox Killer, if there's any consolation, that lose one whammy hit earlier saved you from being eliminated. You're now back in the position where you have the three whammies, and you have one spin left. Now, here's the situation. You can take it yourself in hopes that you get something with an additional spin, or you can pass to Craco. If he whammies, you two will actually play a tiebreaker to see who gets the Amazon gift card. Joey will play with him Saturday. All right, you're going to pass that spin? Here it goes. Here we go. Craco, it comes to you. Craco, all you do is stay away from the whammy, and you will win this game. If you hit a whammy, you and Fox here are going to play a tiebreaker.
Hit a whammy.
Well, Fox here is in Florida. Craco is not. Here we go. Stop at Alaska Cruise again. That's what $6,458. Craco, you have won this game with $26,277. Congratulations. Alright, Craco, your prizes include Caribbean Cruise worth $10,118 and Alaskan Cruise worth $6,458 plus $9,700 in cash. Well done. Joey and Fox Killer, thank you so much for playing this game. We have back on the back there for both of you. So, let me just give Craco his Amazon gift card right here. And last chance, anybody here who's got a ticket who didn't get a ticket yet, you can just come on down here. And I'll give you a ticket so you can get in our last game. Okay, you're gonna take a ticket this time? Yeah. And Craco, stay up here because you get to pick the next three. Yeah.
Thank you, Randy. It's been fun.
You're welcome. Glad you enjoyed it. Anybody else who wants a ticket? Last game. I think I already gave you a ticket.
I know, I just I'm shameless.
All right, last call. Anybody else who got a ticket? Anybody else need a ticket? Okay, here we go. For the first one, and read the last three numbers.
082.
082. Who is 082? All right, we're going to play again mode here. Let me just zero these out here. Alright, so. Let me just take your spot right there. And your name, please?
Zoom.
Z-U-N-E?
Yes, like the MP3 player.
Okay. Alright. Next tick.
Zero 075.
Who is 075? Are you coming on down? 075? 075. Last call for 075. All right. One more.
085.
085. All right, we've got 085 up there. Question rounds played, so I'll get right to the questions. And if you want to, for the first series, if you want to take your paws off, it makes buzzing any easier that you can do that.
The paws are off, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, just remember, hit Z or X. Just want to make sure you do what they are. So here we go. And here we go with the first question. It's the E number that represents monosodium glutamate, or MSG, and it is also the sequence of numbers that make up a well-known convention rule. What numbers am I referring to?
Oh, wow.
Evidently, now you know the numbers, or you don't know the rule. I'll give it to you multiple choice if you're ready to guess fan piece. It's the E number that represents monosodium glutamate, or MSG, and it's the sequence of numbers that make up a well-known convention rule. What numbers am I referring to? Are they 451, 621, or 911? Zoom.
911.
911, so Zoom. Prototype.
911,
says Prototype. And Sparkle. What is it, audience?
621.
621. All right, so nobody gets any spins on that one. Let's try again with another question, shall we? According to a survey by Fur Science, what is the most popular fursona species? Zoom.
Wolf.
Wolf, says Zoom. You okay?
Sort of.
Okay. Is the correct answer wolf, dragon, or fox? Prototype. Fox's prototype, Sparkle.
Wolf.
Well, that most popular fursona species is indeed a wolf. Yeah. All right. Nothing but prototype. So Zoom jumps in with three spins, and Sparkle jumps in with a spin. And here we go with the third question. Oh, it's an 80s question, too. Woo! Years before Kay Wee Kwan won his Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once, he began his acting career as a boy named Short Round opposite Harrison Ford in what Indiana Jones movie? Evidently, none of you have seen it. I'll give it to you multiple choice. If you're right, you can spin a piece. Years before Kay Wee Kwan wins Oscar, he began his acting career as a boy named Short Round opposite Harrison Ford in what Indiana Jones movie? Was it Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, or The Last Crusade? Zoom.
Could you repeat the first one?
The first one? Yeah. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, that one.
Raiders of the Lost Ark says Zoom. Prototype.
Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom says Prototype. Sparkle.
I'm going with Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. Well, Kay Wee Kwan starred opposite Harrison Ford in Temple of Doom.
Woo!
All right, so Zoom stays at three. Prototype jumps in with a spin, and Sparkle goes to two. And here we go with the fourth and final question. Oh, it's another 80s theme. It's another 80s one as well. But don't worry. I think you'll be able to get this one. According to the hit theme song, who you gonna call? Who you gonna call? Oh, too late. Sorry. Well, I tried anyway. If you're, I'm gonna be a multiple choice. Greg has been a piece. According to the theme song, who you gonna call? Is it Ghostbusters, The Breakfast Club, or your mama? Zoom.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters says Zoom. Prototype. Ghostbusters. Sparkle.
Ghostbusters.
Audience, help me along here. When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Exactly. All right, everybody gets spins on that one. Zoom gets four spins, Prototype gets two spins, and Sparkle gets three spins. And here we go to the big board. And by the way, my apologies, Prototype, and excellent and excellent. I'll fill that out in a second. All right, that trip to A&E is still up there in the corner, so, yeah. And still close to $75,000 in cash and prizes up there. So player with the fewest spins goes first. Prototype, that's you. Remember to hit the space bar to stop the board. Are you ready to press your luck?
Keep you honest, so beware of the winner.
Prototype, you ready to press your luck? All right, here we go. But hey, it's better than no bucks. You have one spin left. You want to keep going? All right. Prototype's going to press their luck.
All right.
See if you can bear that $10.
Stop.
About $1,500. Of course, now is when you want to hit the R1, but you've used up all your spins, so we now go Sparkle with three. Are you ready to press your luck? Here we go. Advance two spaces to 2750. Right, I'm going to help with this one, but we'll just go right along here. Two, three.
What do you want to do?
Three spins remaining. Press your longer pass.
All
right, here we go. So it's $1,700, and you pick up a spin, so you still have 4450. You still have the same three spins. Keep going. So $2,500. All right. All right, $6,950. Two spins remaining. You want to keep going?
Go!
All right, here we go. $4,000. That's the big buck spot. You have $10,950. What do you want to do for the last spin? Pass it. All right. Prototype, it comes to you.
Pass it. Right, you pass it.
All right, here we go. You have one spin left, Prototype. Here it comes.
Stop.
Oh, whammy. you did. Thank you. All right, prototype, no dollars, no more spins. Zune, you're up with four. Are you ready to press your luck?
No.
No? You're not ready to press your luck?
I am now.
Okay, here we go. We're in second place soon. Trail by 79.50. Three spins remaining. You want to keep going?
No.
Here we go. Yeah, 1500 spin. Yeah, don't break the keyboards, please. Yeah, just trying to do it gently. Right. Here we go. Here we go. Talking about $1,000. $1,500. You're still in second place. You have half of what Sparkle has. All right, here he goes. You gotta press his luck. Let's see what he does. I mean, video games. That's a Nintendo Switch, and a set of a dozen games worth $1,020. All right, so you have 65.20. You trailed by about less than $500. All right, here we go. Round one, prototype has no money. Zoom, you have 95.20, and Sparkle, 10,950. You have first place and the advantage. And here we go with round two. Try these two keys. I'm not sure if it's well, when you buzz in, I think the space bar must have gotten broken somewhere. So just try the question round keys. All right, so. Almost lost my questions there for a minute. All right, here we go. Start the round.
All right, it's round two, where you get to earn some more spins, and you do it by answering these questions.
Here we go. Here's one to test your geography. What is the only Great Lake that does not share a border with Canada?
I know.
Ooh, out of time. I'll give you multiple choice if you're right, you gotta spin a piece. What is the only Great Lake that does not share a border with Canada? Is it Lake Erie, Lake Huron, or Lake Michigan? Zune.
Huron.
Huron says Zune. Prototype.
Huron
says Prototype. Sparkle. Well, the only Great Lake that does not share a border with Canada is Lake Michigan. All right.
That's where Chicago is.
And Sparkle gets a spin. Here we go with the second question. All right. Well, here we go back with the 6-2-1 rule. In the well-known rule, 6-2-1, what does the 2 represent? Oh, out of time. You guys are going to learn a lot about the 6-2-1 rule after this. I'll give it to you multiple choice if you're right, you got to spin a piece. In the con rule 6-2-1, what does the 2 represent? Is it meals per day, panels per day, or using the bathroom per day? Zoom.
Could you repeat that?
Sure. Meals per day, panels per day, or using the bathroom per day?
Meals per day.
Meals per day, says Zoom. Prototype.
Meals per day.
Meals per day. Sparkle.
Meals per day.
Yep, the 2 represents 2 meals per day.
Yep.
Everybody gets a spin to that one. Green gets a spin, Prototype gets a spin, and Sparkle jumps in with 2. And here we go with the third question. Here's a hint. The remake of it just came out. And this is an 80s question too, by the way. In 1989, what animated Disney film launched the era known as the Disney Renaissance? Sparkle. Lion King. Is the correct answer The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, or Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Zune.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid says Zune. Prototype.
Little Mermaid,
yeah. Yep, you're about 5 years ahead of yourself, Sparkle. It was indeed The Little Mermaid.
Yep.
And so Zune goes to 2, and Prototype goes to 2. And here we go with the fourth and final question. What cartoon character is famous for saying the phrase, "What's up, Doc?" Zoom.
Bugs Bunny!
Is the correct answer Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, or Porky Pig? Prototype. Bugs Bunny says prototype. Sparkle.
Bugs Bunny.
Yep. What's up, Doc? Is indeed said by Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Everybody gets good on that one. Zoom goes to 5. Prototype goes to 3. And Sparkle goes to 3. And here we go. We are going to our big board round. We have over $125,000 in cash and prizes up there this time. We also have wires up there. We've only seen one this game. Let's hope it stays that way. All right, prototype. You have $0, 3 spins. Are you ready to press your luck? All right, here we go. And gently on the keyboard. All right.
Stop.
Move on space. All right, you can take either $2,000 in a spin or a lounger set. Which one do you want?
Lounger. Lounger. Lounger.
The lounger you want?
Yeah.
All right, the lounger said they won, and that is about $3,499. All right, you still have 2 spins left. You're in third place. You trail Zoom by about $6,000.
Do
you want to keep going? Okay, here we go. No dollars, but you still have a spin left. I gather you want to keep going.
Spin.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get something in the initial spin. $6,000 down. Spin. You got one spinning. You got it. $6,000. You're still in third place, but you got $3,500. You want to keep going? Yes. Oh, you want to pass that spin? All right. You pass that spin. It goes to the next place. It goes to Sparkle, but you don't take it yet, though, Sparkle, because, again, you're going last here. We're going to go to Zoom, but it's 9520 and 5 spins, and ready, Zoom. Well, you want to pass it? Okay, here we go. Check it out. Sorry, $4,500, all right. Zoom, with that one spin, you put yourself in first place, $3,000 over Sparkle. Keep going. All right, here we go. You now have $15,420, $4,500 over Sparkle. Three spins remain. All right, here we go. Stopping a motorbike. All right, that is worth $2,499. And that gives you $18,019, $7,000 more than Sparkle. Two spins remaining. All right, he's got passive spins. And Sparkle, they come to you. So now you have 3 and 3. We have 3 spins, but we have to deal with the 3 pass ones you got. Here we go. Start with $4,000. All right. $14,950. 2 more spins you have to take. Start with movement space. You can take either $2,750 a spin or a portable spa.
Spa!
Portable spa.
Portable spa he wants, and that is worth $6,353. All right. You have $21,303, over $3,200 more than Zoom. Here's your last pass spin. Stop. Stop at $3,600 you did. All right, Sparkle, you have $21,903, almost $7,000 more than Zoom. 3 spins remaining. What do you want to do?
Pass. Pass it.
He's going to press his luck. All right. All right, Zoom. 3 spins you have to take. You can't decide.
$7.
Here comes
$7.
The first one.
$7.
$7. All right. That's Bingo New York calling. Here's the two more we're gonna take. Here's the next one. Pick a quarter, okay. You have $5,000, $2,000 in the spin, or an Alaskan cruise?
Cruise!
Alaskan cruise, you won, worth $6,458. And you, you're still trailing, but you only trail by about $2,400. Here's your last pass spin you must take. Oh my gosh. Now a $2,000 and a spin. All right, dude, here's the situation. You're still in second place, but you only trail by about $426, less than Sparkle. You have two spins remaining. Do you want to take those spins or pass them back to Sparkle?
Go!
All right, he's got to take those spins. Here he goes. $10,000 and a spin! Whoa! I don't know if my heart can take this. $24,417. Press your left. All right, he's got to pass the spins over to Sparkle. Here we go, Sparkle. $34,903. Two spins. Here we go.
All the big bucks in the world. Stop.
Oh. Stop. Lounger set. All right, that's worth $3,499. And here we go, Sparkle. You have $38,402. You're currently trailing by a little over $6,000. You have to get that much or more to win the game. If you don't, it's Zoom. Are you ready, Sparkle?
I'm ready.
Zoom, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. You want a total spa, a lounge you spent, and a trip to Tokyo, and over $28,000 in cash. Well done. And here's the last Amazon gift card I have. And show you a bunch of videos. Congratulations, Sparkle. Julian and Prototype, thank you so much for playing the game. Congratulations for each of you. And everybody, this is Randy Brinkhill. Thanks for testing your luck. Okay. Have a good rest of the con.
Wow, three good games.
Very good.